100?
Yeah. I want that 150.
Oh, I got you.
It'll look better.
All right, on everybody's left, we have offensive lineman Parker Braun. On everybody's right, we have B-back Kervontae Benson. We'll open it right up for questions for Parker and Kervontae.
Parker, kind of what did you see up front? It seemed like you guys had a little bit of trouble early on, kind of getting some holes open in the middle.
Yeah, we had some trouble adjusting to the defenses. They kept changing defensive fronts on us before the snap, so it took a while to adjust to that, but once we did, I think we found success.
Kervontae, on the touchdown run, it seems like you took your time, followed your blockers. I imagine when you see Ricky June in front of you, you know you're going to have some blocking.
Everybody did their job on that play. It's a play we practiced on a whole week, and, you know, it's going to hit it. You know, it's something you got to just run through. You know, that's the only way you can do it. And, you know, the lineman did a great job blocking up front. And like you said, when I saw Ricky down there, it was technically an automatic touchdown. I know when Ricky has hands on, it's nobody's getting off him like that.
Kervontae, you knew this was coming. What was your thought process when you fumbled?
Technically, trying to be an athlete, trying to score. I didn't really see, nothing else in a sense. That was technically it. You know, the fumble was mishappening, you know, misfortunate, but, you know, it happened, so, you know, I live with it. But as I said before, I was just trying to stretch it out. I thought I was down. I thought I even got in, but, you know, the ref says otherwise, so I just got to go with that learning experience.
Parker, how big of a challenge was that today with, you know, the injuries and how thin you guys were and people moving around different positions all game?
Yeah, it was difficult, but I think we had some younger guys really step up to the plate and perform really, really well. So, it obviously wasn't too much of a challenge because we overcame it, and we saw some guys do a really good job today.
I don't know if you would consider it to be the key sequence in the game or not, the three consecutive plays where you have the turnover, you get it right back on the interception, and then you score in a big run. Did you see that as being really where the game was decided?
Yeah, definitely a momentum shift. Even after the fumble, the big play, shout out to the defense. That was a momentum, you know, just to get off the fumble. And, you know, that's any big plays is just a shift in momentum. It can boost our morale up and go down there and score a play.
When you're down to five offensive power like you are, do you have to fight mentally against maybe playing a little bit differently and worry about what happens if I come back?
Yeah, definitely. You just sort of have to relax and just do your job. I mean, and not think about the what-ifs of the situation. Just take it play by play and do the best you can.
Did you give Connor any advice when he went in there to burn your shirt?
Yeah, I said watch the corner fire.
Okay.
Parker, can you explain the shifting and the adjustments they were making, how that makes your job harder?
Yeah, I actually don't want to get into that in case the defense looks at that, but... Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge to deal with different defensive fronts, especially against these guys. There were some really strong defensive linemen, you know, big, tough guys that fought for the line of scrimmage. So they did a good job, but I think we did well as well.
Either one of you, Jaquan seems to be getting a knack now for making some big runs and stuff on third down or making the one tackle when you need the most. Just talk about his play today.
Jaquan's an athlete. He can make plays out of nothing. He can make plays out of something. He's just a natural athlete. He's going to have a big game mostly. I can see him having a big game every game. He comes out and plays hard. You know, he keeps the morale up. He keeps the effort up. He keeps the energy. So, and we trust a lot in him. And I know if he has the ball in his hands, he can do great things.
Well, I think you talked about this is the second year in a row the defense has really stepped up following turnovers. What's the feeling like knowing that you have that unit that's going to pick you guys up and in turn you pick the offense up?
It feels good, you know. Of course, turnovers is misfortunate. You know, you don't want to have them, but you know, just to have the mindset that the defense is going to go out there and make a play, it takes a load off. But as I said before, the turnovers is misfortunate, and we can't have them if we're going to be successful in the future.
Kervontae, now going into a bye week, how do you feel? How comfortable do you feel in your new improved role this season?
I feel real comfortable. I believe I'm accustomed to what I got to do now. I think I know exactly what I got to do when I touch the ball on the field, off the field. So, you know, it's a big improvement for me, you know, from freshman year to now. So I think this bye week is much needed, you know, a little dinged up. I know a lot of people are dinged up right now. So, you know, give us a chance to get healthy and go out there and, you know, prepare for Miami. And hopefully, you know, when we go down there, we can get another W.
This is for both of you. Did you sense in the second half that the play count disparity in the first half might have worn them down? You had an 18-play drive in the first half, a 17-play drive. I think the play disparity was 20 or something like that. But did they seem fatigued or a step slower in the second half because you had way more big plays?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you have an 18-play drive, everybody's going to get fatigued. So it was, I mean, yeah, you could see a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, same here. You know, as he said before, having that much of time on the field is going to wear down any defense. You know, even the offense, we prepare for it almost every practice, every day. So, you know, but I know defenses, you know, are not really prepared to stay on the field for at least half the, throughout half the play clock. So it did wear them down. We just took advantage of it.
Couple more for Cremonte and Parker.
On the same note, gentlemen, did you guys feel like you all wearing down a little bit? I mean, defense was doing such a good job. We kept bouncing up and getting back out there really quickly. It looked like, you know, towards the end, especially in the fourth quarter, you kind of slowed down a little bit. What you guys say about that?
I think we played it well, in a sense. Of course, fatigue is going to be on both sides. You know, we hold the ball for so long, and that's the way our offense is designed to be. But, you know, like I said, we practiced for it, and I believe it did slow down from the first half to the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, towards the end of the game, you know, everybody's fatigued, everybody's dinged up. So, you know, we just got to learn how to play through it, and I think we did a good job doing it.
Parker.
Yeah, I was tired.
Last one, Kevin.
Carter, I know you, there were plans or hopes to play a game this coming week that didn't work out. I'm curious if you think just maybe not having a game isn't the worst thing for you guys.
I mean, it's definitely a benefit to have a week, not a week off per se, but another extra week to look forward to Miami and to get everybody rested and recovered. So, I mean, I would have liked to play, but that's the nature of the beast.
Speak for yourself. Okay, maybe this time. This is the last one.
63-yard rushing touchdown. I know you've spoken a little bit before. Can you just kind of take us through mentally what, you know, your process was on that, maybe some of the blocking that was involved, and did it feel any different than the other ones this season?
Most definitely. My Coach Johnson always said you just got to hit it. You just got to attack the hole, and it's going to be there. You know, the lineman did a great job up front, especially off the edge. You know, I just got to make one guy miss, and that's why exactly what I did, or just get him off me. And you know, everybody did their job. I think when I seen it open, you know, when I saw Ricky downfield, I kind of knew it was already destined to be a touchdown. But I got a credit to all linemen that did their job, because without them, I wouldn't even got to that level.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Fellas, walk around this way. Cremonte, all right.